Okay, what were the okay, how about say first by the police department?
Well, I call them cruisers. And they're usually by standard sedans for that purpose. Plymouths or Fords or Chevys, whoever bids the lowest, usually.
That's true.
That's the only kind of cars I know that they usually have.
What might you call a one of those police vehicles that they throw a lot of people in? make a raid or something.
Well, they call it the Black Mariah or the Paddy Wagon or the...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Black Mariah. I've never heard of that. Call that.
Well, that's a common name.
Oh, really?
Because they were usually black. I don't know why they called them Mariah, but that's what they did. Or a paddy wagon, or, of course, what is the official name for it?
I can't recall. Oh, they call them paddy wagons, yeah. What's
that? Well, it has a more polite name than that.
What might you call one of the aircraft that the police use?
Oh, you mean a helicopter?
Mm-hmm. You ever seen those things flying around with their lights on at night?
Oh, yes.
I was working on this other interview a little farther downtown, and this lady was telling me that she came back from a date one night, and the helicopter is out. She was walking up to her front door, and all of a sudden, she surrounded by this light.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was her time to go or something.
Yeah. They seem to be very effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that freaks a lot of people out.
Yeah.
What might you call some of the, or what might be the different kinds of vehicles that the fire department would use?
Well, they have a ladder truck and an emergency vehicle, a chief's car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a rescue squad car. And just a regular hose, hook and ladder. No, a regular hose truck, too.
Mm-hmm.
A hose truck and a hook and ladder truck, I guess that's what it is. I guess that's all.
Stepping all of them, yeah. Okay, what are some of the serious storms that you have around Tampa here?
Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most serious, of course. They have tornadoes some too now, and water spouts are similar to a tornado, except it throws over the water and doesn't touch ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's about the only kind.
What is a hurricane like? I've never been in one. I don't hope to be in one.
Well, the wind has to be over 75 miles per hour to call it a hurricane. And it gets up to 125 or so. And the wind blows in a constant breeze. And it goes in a huge circle several miles. And the first thing it blows comes from one way, one direction. And then after a while, turns around and hits you from the other direction because this circle it goes around, you know. And sometimes the area is so large that you think, well, the storm's all over, and all of a sudden here you go, it hits you again, you know.
Wow.
And
have there been any hurricanes around here recently?
Florida has been very fortunate in the last few years. Most of them have been going up by New Orleans and Texas and so mm-hmm. forth, but there have been some bad ones. The last one I remember was in 1963. That was a fairly bad one.